Terms of use. These terms of use, terms, are a legal agreement between you, the user or you, and Do IT Solutions Limited of 3, New Mill Court, Swansea Enterprise Park, Lancemlett, Swansea, SA7, 9FG, the supplier or we, for Do IT products which are a web-based service, which includes printed materials to be provided by the user from time to time and printable online documentation, 1. Grant and scope of terms. 1.1 In consideration of payment, where appropriate, of the agreed usage fee and you agreeing to abide by the terms of use, the supplier hereby grants to you non-exclusive, non-transferable access to use the web-based service and the accompanying user report. 1.2 Under the terms of use you may. 1.2.1 Access the service via the supplier's access point for your own personal purposes and thereby complete each of the modules once, and 1.2.2 Print and use any individual report and resources in support of the use permitted under Clause 1.1 and make such number of copies of the related documentation as is reasonably necessary for its lawful use for a period up to 12 months from the date of first access of the service. 1.3 The user's access shall not extend to any of the supplier's programs or materials other than the web-based service and the related individual reports and resources. 1.4 The supplier shall provide such technical support as it deems appropriate in its sole discretion from time to time, the technical support services. 2. User's undertakings. 2.1 Except as expressly set out in these terms of use, you hereby irrevocably undertake during the term of and after termination of access to the service. 2.1.1 Not to copy the software or documentation except where such copying is incidental to normal use of the service or where it is necessary for the sole purpose of backup or operational security. 2.1.2 Not to rent, lease, sublicense, loan, translate, merge, adapt, vary or modify the service or the documentation without the supplier's prior written consent. 2.1.3 To only use the service and individual report and resources for your own personal purposes and not to commercially exploit the service, individual reports, and resources in any way. 2.1.4 Not to make alterations to, or modifications of, the whole or any part of the service, nor permit the service or any part of it to be combined with, or become incorporated in, any other programs. 2.1.5 Not to copy, alter, adapt, modify or amend the printed reports and otherwise deal with the results, data, user profiles and other information generated by the service. 2.1.6 Not to commercially exploit the printed reports and otherwise deal with the results, data, user profiles and other information generated by the service. 2.1.7 Not to disassemble, decompile, reverse engineer or create derivative works based on, the whole or any part of the software and related software, nor attempt to do any such thing except to the extent that, by virtue of Section 296A of the Copyright, Designs and Patents Act 1988, such actions cannot be prohibited because they are essential for the purpose of achieving interoperability of the software with another software program, and provided that the information obtained by you during such activities 2.1.7.1 is not unnecessarily disclosed or communicated without the supplier's prior written consent to any third party. 2.1.7.2 is not used to create any service which is substantially similar to the service nor to use such information in any manner which would be restricted by any copyright subsisting in it. 2.1.8 To notify the supplier immediately in writing if you become aware of any unauthorized use of the whole or any part of the software or documentation by any person. 2.1.9 To include the copyright notice of the supplier on all entire and partial copies you make of any related documentation on any medium, and the 2nd of January, 10 without prejudice to the obligations under Clause 2.4, to obtain, and assist us to obtain, the consent of users covered by these terms to store cookies on any devices used by them to access the service. 2.2 You hereby grant to the supplier royalty-free, worldwide access to use, process, store and collate printed reports and otherwise deal with the results, data and other information generated by the software during the term of and after termination of access to the software. 2.3 In relation to assignment and sublicensing. 2.3.1 The user has no right to sublicense the benefit or burden of these terms in whole or in part. 2.3.2 The user has no right to assign the benefit or burden of these terms in whole or in part, or to allow the service to become the subject of any charge, lien, or encumbrance without the prior written consent of the supplier, and 2.3.3 the supplier may not assign, charge, or otherwise transfer any of its rights or obligations under these terms. 2.4 you will duly observe your obligations under the Data Protection Act 1998, which arise in connection with the use of the service pursuant to these terms. 2.5 you agree to the use of cookies to help facilitate your user experience. 2.6 the user shall permit the supplier to occasionally contact the user by email in the form of a newsletter or direct correspondence in order to provide additional information including, but not restricted to the availability of new modules and resources. 3. Disclaimer and liability. 3.1 where the product purchased is a profiling tool software-based service, you hereby acknowledge and confirm that it is not a medical or psychological test or a diagnostic tool, and that you have satisfied yourself on the application, scope, and technical specification of the service and are relying on your own assessment of the service in accepting these terms. 3.2 Subject to Clause 3.4, the supplier shall have no liability to you for any loss or damage suffered by you as a result of 3.2.1 the use of the software-based service, individual reports and resources or the documentation. 3.2.2 your use of any user profile generated by the software. 3.2.3 the provision by the supplier of the technical support services, or 3.2.4 any failure or malfunction of the supplier's server which hosts the software howsoever caused. 3.3 without prejudice to clause 3.2 and subject to clause 3.4, the supplier shall not have any liability for loss or damage to physical property, loss of profits, anticipated savings, business opportunity, goodwill, loss or corruption of data, special damages even if the supplier was aware of the circumstances in which such special damage could arise, consequential or other indirect losses, whether arising from any defect in the software or any other failure or malfunction of the software or otherwise. 3.4 The provisions of Clause 3.2 and Clause 3.3 shall not limit or restrict any liability for death or personal injury arising as a result of the negligence of the supplier, nor any other liability which may not be excluded by law. 4. Warranties. Save as expressly specified in these terms, all terms, conditions, warranties, representations, or guarantees whether express or implied relating to the performance, quality or fitness for purpose of the software and the documentation are hereby excluded to the fullest extent permitted by law. 5. Intellectual property rights. Unless expressly agreed by the supplier in writing, no intellectual property rights of whatever nature in respect of any part of the software and service shall vest or be deemed to vest in you, including without limitation all patents, patent applications, trademarks, trademark applications, trade names, service marks, registered designs, design rights, know-how and copyright, in each whether registered or not, and all applications for the same, anywhere in the world. 6. Terms and termination. 6.1 These terms shall commence on the date of acceptance of the terms and conditions of these terms and shall be for a period of 12 months from such date unless or until terminated in accordance with Clause 6.2. 6.2 Access to the software may be terminated by the supplier. 6.2.1 On notice in writing to you with immediate effect if you are in material breach of these terms which breach, if capable of remedy, is not remedied to the reasonable satisfaction of the supplier within 30 days of written notice, having been given by the supplier to you which notice specifies the breach and requires its remedy, or 6.2.2 on giving to you 3 months written notice. 6.3 Upon termination of access to the service for any reason, you shall immediately cease to have any right to use the service and the documentation. 6.4 Any provision of these terms which expressly or by implication is intended to come into or continue in force on or after termination of access to the service, including clauses 2.1, 2.3, and 4 shall remain in full force and effect. 7. General. 7.1 These terms, together with the registration forms that you have completed in relation to the software service, sets out the entire agreement and understanding between the parties in connection with its subject matter and shall override all previous verbal or written agreements and understandings, save in respect of fraudulent misrepresentation. 7.2 Subject to Clause 7.3, a person who is not a party to these terms has no right under the contracts, rights of third parties, Act 1999 to enforce any points of these terms, but this does not affect any right or remedy of a third party which exists or is available apart from that act. 7.3. In the event that an end user making use of the software carries out any act or omission that would, if it were a party to these terms, in the place of you, put it in breach of the points of these terms, then you shall be liable for any loss or damage caused to the supplier by such breach, and the supplier shall be entitled to exercise all rights under these terms, including rights of termination under Clause 6.1, against you on the basis that all references in these terms to you or the user shall be treated as references to the relevant end user. 7.4. No party shall be liable to the other for any delay or non-performance of its obligations under these terms arising from any cause beyond its control, including, without limitation, any of the following: governmental act, war, fire, flood, explosion, or civil commotion. For the avoidance of doubt, nothing in this clause shall excuse you from any payment obligations under these terms. 7.5. No forbearance or delay by either party in enforcing its rights shall prejudice or restrict the rights of that party, and no waiver of any such rights or of any breach of any contractual terms shall be deemed to be a waiver of any other right or of any later breach. 7.6. If any provision of these terms is judged to be illegal or unenforceable, the continuation in full force and effect of the remainder of the provisions shall not be prejudiced. 7.7. Any amendment, waiver, or variation of these terms shall not be binding on the parties unless set out in writing, expressed to amend these terms, and signed by or on behalf of each of the parties. These terms of use shall be governed by and construed in accordance with the laws of England and Wales, and all the parties hereto irrevocably submit to the non-exclusive jurisdiction of the courts of England and Wales as regards any claim, dispute, or matter arising out of or relating to these terms.